I'm speaking with Brendan Schulman of Boston Dynamics. Brendan, can you give me your position, please, with the Boston Dynamics?
Sure, I'm Vice President of Policy and Government Relations.
Great. Okay. Well, we're talking in principle about this. There was the police standoff in Hyannis earlier this month, and the Massachusetts State Police sent a robotic dog to the house during the standoff. It's a the dog that's known as Spot, and so Spot was apparently shot and damaged, and you guys say this is the first time this has happened. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on the program here. Yeah, this is the first time that we're aware of that any robot has been shot while being deployed in a public safety mission. And it's certainly the first time that one of our robots has experienced that kind of incident.
Is it level of damage that's is there's just one spot, is that right? And is the level of damage fixable or what?
Just one spot was damaged in this particular operation. I believe our customer service department is assessing the damage, and I don't have specific information for you. I do know that the robot was not completely disabled. It actually was still able to partly function, which is perhaps a testament to how strong we build them. But I believe the full extent of the situation is under investigation by our customer service team.
Okay. And I'm sorry, because I don't know. Maybe you can't answer this, but do you know how many spots are out there? Obviously, there's more than one.
Yeah, actually, I think Carrie might have our latest metric on the number of spots deployed out in the world. Carrie, did you want to provide that?
Happy to. Yeah, Jin, we have more than 1,000 robots out in the world in total.
Okay.
Let me just add that most of those are in industrial type applications like manufacturing or energy production or things like industrial inspection in nuclear power plants. We have a substantial but more limited number of robots that are deployed in public safety agency missions like the one in Hyannis.
Right. I was going to ask. I think you just answered the question about if you just talk about maybe the other common usages of this product, and that's it. You wanted to mention any others, or I mean, can you just talk about what the because I've seen that this dog is used in military applications and obviously public safety applications. Would you say those are the most commonly used fields?
Well, the robot is a general purpose robot and is used in applications where you can keep people safe from harm, or you can facilitate a type of mission that otherwise might be dull or dangerous or dirty. And so when you think about a robot like Spot, really the best type of use for it is to keep people safe from harm or to automate some kind of mission. So typically that is industrial inspection. For example, you might have Spot walking around a factory all day long, automatically scanning equipment, testing for issues like overheating components or abnormal sounds or coolant leaks and things like that, which enables you to send in the maintenance team and address that problem before it brings down the facility. So that would be a typical operation. Of course, a robot that can be sent in instead of a person in a dangerous situation, like the situation in Hyannis, is another great example of why and how you might want to use a robot instead of sending a person in.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I saw some others just looking around it. Well, there was one in New York City. There was one in Los Angeles. There was for the collapsed building in New York City. I don't have the Google up right now. There was another one in LA. So I mean, some major cities that are using these things. That's pretty high profile, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, those are some great examples. So the parking garage collapse last year in Manhattan, in response to that, the fire department of New York sent in a Spot robot to figure out what the situation was and to look for anyone who may have survived that and who might have been in need of medical assistance. The robot did locate a victim. Unfortunately, it was someone who was no longer alive, but that was useful information because it told the rescuers that they should not send in additional personnel at risk to themselves to try to save someone who was no longer savable. So that was a great example of the ability of the robot to keep people safe. And then in Florida, a while back, we had a spot robot that was used in response to a kidnapping of a 3-year-old child. This
Wow.
was someone who would take, the kidnapper took the child in a pickup truck, which was crashed, then crashed on the highway, sort of off-road, kind of an inaccessible area. And they were worried that the suspect was armed. They sent in the spot robot to take a look using the remote camera feed. Were able to determine that there was no firearm in the truck and could therefore conduct a safe rescue mission, and they saved the child and brought him out of harm's way. In another situation in Los Angeles during a police shootout, perhaps similar to the one in Hyannis, the suspect had dropped the weapon, and so the robot was sent in to basically remove the weapon from the scene, thereby de-escalating the danger and allowing officers to go in and make the arrest. So we've seen a pattern of a number of these kinds of outcomes in these missions where you send in the robot, it de-escalates the situation, it helps keep people safe from harm, whether that's the officers or the suspects or bystanders, because you're putting a machine into the situation rather than a human, and it facilitates a good resolution to an otherwise very dangerous situation.
That's really that's incredible. So I mean, but as far as you guys are concerned, it seems like the product is out the door, and you have to, I guess, kind of make it known about what use is and is not appropriate. And that's, I guess, why you guys did testify in Beacon Hill, or I'm sorry, on Beacon Hill, for what legislation that would regulate the use of the robots. Can you talk about that?
Right. So Spot has been on the market for about 3 or 4 years now. And from the very beginning of our commercialization, we realized that people would be concerned about what the robots were doing. Are they here to help people or hurt them? And so from the beginning, we put into our terms and conditions of sale that our customers are not permitted to weaponize the robot, and they're not permitted to use the robot to harm or intimidate any person or animal for that matter. That's an ethics principle that's very important, particularly in the past couple of years. We've seen instances of people taking off-the-shelf robots like Spot, not Spot in particular, but other walking robot dogs, let's say, and putting weapons on them and shooting those weapons and getting a viral YouTube video out of that type of misconduct. So we joined together, this was about a year and a half ago, with a number of other leading robotics companies pledging that we would not weaponize our robots or enable our customers to weaponize them. That was not a new position for us, as I mentioned, but it was certainly the first time that the broader industry, the robotics industry, had taken a position. And in that letter that we released back then, we called on lawmakers to work with us to develop public policy to make that kind of misuse of a robot prohibited by law, not just by our own company policy. And so, for the past year or so, we've been working with stakeholders on Beacon Hill. We also worked with the ACLU of Massachusetts to figure out, what should the legislation say that would prohibit a general purpose robot from being armed. We certainly were not taking issue with the military, so the military is excluded. We also excluded the police bomb squad because we don't want a bomb detonation tool to be considered a weapon. So there are a couple of very specific, narrow carve-outs that make a lot of sense for public safety and for government operations. But what the bill would do, and it's called the Responsible Robotics Act, would prohibit people from weaponizing or buying or selling or developing a weaponized robot, except for those limited exceptions that I mentioned. And we just think that makes a lot of common sense. We're glad to be working with Representative Sabadosa and Senator Moore up on Beacon Hill. We also are pleased to see that California is following Massachusetts and has introduced a very similar bill about 3 weeks ago that would do the same thing.
Great. Well, Mr. Shulman, I really appreciate your time. I guess I really don't have any other questions. I mean, other than something that would, basically start with a statement, which is, I mean, I remember like it was yesterday when this was debuted, in the prototype before, going on the market and just being just reacting and saying, "My goodness, what a lifelike looking thing that is." I mean, it looked just like a dog, and I just was like, wow, that's incredibly lifelike. And I don't know, the novelty's worn off. I mean, it's mainstream, and everybody kind of knows about this. As I think I wrote in my notes here, Spot has the spotlight. Would you say? I mean, because it's you talk about you mentioned YouTube appearances, and I would say when it came out, it was really viral. It was like a viral thing. I guess if I could end it here with a question and also let you just finish with any other thoughts you might have. And I think you may have already answered this, but again, just talking about the legacy of this product, what you guys were hoping for when you invented this versus where you're at right now, and where and what you hope that people will remember this thing for. I guess if you can just talk about that, and again, I appreciate your time.
Sure. So the company is actually over 30 years old. It was a spin out of MIT. Professor Mark Raybert had the so-called Lead Laboratory, trying to figure out could we make robots that would walk rather than just roll around? And if so, how could we make those useful in ways that would help humanity? That was really the mission of the academics at the beginning. And now, of course, we're commercialized with these technologies. So we're actually known, in many ways, we're known for the early experiments with our Atlas robot, which is a biped humanoid robot. If you scroll back on YouTube, you'll see many interesting and I think impressive videos of that. That robot is a research platform. I think about a year ago, we released a parkour video showing that robot basically doing all kinds of gymnastic type moves. A lot of people love Atlas. Spot is the robot that was sort of the first commercial product, and there's more of them out there in the world doing things. So that's why you're more likely to see it. And of course, in the last year, we released our Stretch robot. Stretch is it's actually a rolling robot on a wheeled base. It doesn't have legs, but it has an arm that picks up boxes. And so using autonomy, this automates a warehouse environment to facilitate the unloading of boxes from trucks. It's a really hard labor that literally injures people all the time. It's a job that people don't last very long. And so we've created a special purpose robot in this case to move those boxes throughout the warehouse. And that's a product that's been on the market for about a year. And so it's new, and there aren't as many of them out there, and perhaps they don't get the attention of a robot that looks like a dog. But we're very excited about all the products and research platforms we have. And again, the mission really is to create these technologies to help humanity, to keep people safe from harm, to automate difficult or dangerous jobs, and really to help improve lives.
Yeah, I was, I was listening to you, and I pull up the parkour video on YouTube and watch it. That's a trip. That's a real trip. And I do remember that now that when you mentioned that, that did remind me that I guess I didn't realize that. Wow, all in the same company, all these products. Yeah, definitely. Atlas is another memorable one. That wow, that's quite a motion. It looks like it's performing in a CrossFit gym or something. I mean, that's incredible motion.
Well, probably the fun video to watch if you haven't seen it is the one that kind of brings together many of our robots. It's the Do You Love Me video from I think about 3 years ago. It's got Atlas, it's got Spot, it's got Handle, which was a precursor for our Stretch robot, and they're all doing a choreography dance to that song. It's really a great fun video. I often show it to people when I'm introducing the company for the first time because it showcases all the robots working together, and I think it's a little bit of a taste of the future of where we're going to have the robots working together, doing things that are fun and exciting, but also useful.
All right, there you go. That's a YouTube search for people to enter and watch. All right. Mr. Shulman, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Jim.